And now on Breakfast with Vossie, the back page with David Riccio.
Yes, we've paid tribute this morning to Norm Provan, and we'll continue to relay your texts and calls here on the program. David Riccio to talk more than just the passing of the great Norm Provan. Norm knows that the rugby league goes on, player signing news. He was across it. Norm gave us the stories there of Parramatta and Cronulla and Dragons coaching. I wonder what he'd think about Josh Hodgson, Canberra. How likely off to the Tigers?
Yeah, good morning, Vossie. Yeah, it was obviously a significant day yesterday for the great game of rugby league. And as you said, Norm would know the great game. It just keeps on moving. And it emerged over the past 48 hours that this one's been in the works, I believe, for the past week or so. The West Tigers making inquiries through the Raiders. Look, I think Josh Hodgson will be a Tiger. Vossie, I think he will be a West Tiger next year. I think this will eventuate. And it's only down to financial terms on how much the West Tigers are willing to pay of Josh Hodgson's $800,000 contract next year. Now, if the Raiders... the Raiders will have to chip in. And I think it'll be in the vicinity of around $200,000 to $300,000 that they'll have to chip in to contribute for Josh Hodgson's early release to the West Tigers next year. I think the Tigers are ready to do it, and I think significantly, Vossie, this is a big point, it has the full support of Tim Sheens. Tim Sheens, I know, has spoken to the Tigers hierarchy about making this a priority to get Josh Hodgson to the club on the base of experience that the club needs and the leadership on the field, but offered as well. And as I said, I think this will eventuate. It may not happen today, Vossie, but it will happen, I believe, as early as next week.
Yeah, certainly creatively, the Tigers with the two signings, Hodgson and Peachy, Jackson Hastings. Yep. It's a different look. Let's hope they can address the defensive issues, though, of course. Mm. Do you know how many other players, just for Tigers fans, just tease them, how many others they may be a chance of acquiring? Is there money for one, two, three players of note?
Yeah, look, they do have some money to spend, the West Tigers. And, you know, interestingly, Adam Elliott still hasn't got a club. I understand Adam Elliott has also been raised within the West Tigers as an option. And on the basis that, obviously, Adam, given what the incidents and misdemeanors that he's found himself in, he will be at a decent value for what he brings as a footballer. I mean, he was on around $450,000 at the Canterbury Bulldogs. Well, clubs know that you would be able to get him in cheaper than that at a value buy, and the West Tigers are certainly keeping an eye on Adam Elliott, Vossie.
Hey, listen, one other story, just from cricket. It emerged yesterday, the Will Pekowski story. Another concussion, yeah. David. I mean, this is a serious issue for a batsman.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And this is, for the listeners out there, it's being reported this morning by Peter Lawler that it's estimated that it's the 10th time that the young opener has been concussed in his short career. 10 concussions, Vossie. I must say, in my time more recently with the spotlight on concussion in rugby league, I don't recall 10 concussions being counted at any point for any leading footballer. It is overly concerning, obviously, with the Ashes coming up. Hopefully, he takes the time and patience out of the game to be right for the Ashes, Vossie.
Yeah, David Riccio, it is a concerning story. You have a great weekend. Look forward to your pieces in the Sunday Telegraph.
Thanks, Vossie. Go well, mate.
The Telegraph's David Riccio. That Will Pekowski story at training last week, hitting the head again, a 10th concussion. Can't think of any other cricketer. Like I can't think of a cricketer with four or five. We're talking about a player here with 10 at a young age. We'll get through lots of your texts paying tribute to Norm Provan straight out of the 7:30 news.